For the Purpose Critique Review Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's time for Madonna Uniquities number 18. I'm your senior host, WC Chronicles.
Yeah, Jersey Mike Jr. Nerdling, turning 18. Remember that day? You think you have it all. You can vote, you can smoke, you can drive a car in most states.
You think you can do it all, but you really can't when you're 18.
Nope. Because
you still need mom and dad or something thereof, you know. You know, you live in the basement, play video games, like, hey, get out.
Hey,
and
listen,
do
that doesn't sound like such a bad life now, does it? When you see all movies, when you see all these movies of the guys, they work, they come home, and, you know, mom cooks the meal, you help each other out. That's not such a bad life.
It's like every plot of every Will Ferrell movie.
Exactly.
So, anyway, let's jump into our tracks for Madonna Uniquities number 18. I figure it would be fun. I've got a list put together. We would go back and start listening to all her early stuff that she did before Madonna, before the big self-titled record album.
Wow.
Before Sir Records, before Warner.
That's pretty neat, man. That's pretty neat.
So we're going to go back to 1979. She was a member of the band, which later became actually successful later on in the 80s, The Breakfast Club. She sang and played drums. So this is one of the very first Madonna tracks ever on Earth.
Ready to go.
You know? So here is, it's called Little Boy in the reference titles, but its actual title is Little Boy Lost.
He runs to the streets and his socks fall down, and his eyes they burn as they touch the ground. The baseball glove won't hide the pain. There's no one here today. He goes to the house and he looks for food. He feels so bad, but he knows he's good. He lays down on the kitchen floor. He ain't hungry no more. Little boy lost, little boy left. How much does it cost? You want to say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Little boy say, oh, why do you cry? And how much will you pay to know why?
What do you think? I mean, that's really, I mean,
like you said, that's a punk version of, that sounds like,
way back, you know.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the name of the group, damn it, that did the punk with the girl. Fuck it. Anyway, Madonna, you did good there.
Her vocal performance there on Little Boy Lost reminds me of something. I mean, because she's young, she's working out her chops, she's getting things organized in her throat. Something that she would learn then, she would use down the line in her career.
That's Madonna. Use it, lube it, do it. That's the truth. She don't care.
Brings us, because I kind of felt that song would be something used in this next song. This is the extended version of La Isla Bonita.
The Immaculate Collection,
the
which
Immaculate,
was
yes.
one of her earliest but most defining works, because everybody thought she's going to probably be like, oh, this club hit. But no, she put it out there and really showed people she could sing a lot of different music.
A lot of different culture, you know, around the world. I mean, this song, La Isla Bonita, was her 11th top five hit, and it's a feat that only surpassed by Elvis and the Beatles.
Wow.
That says a lot about this. This remix is basically exclusive to Australia, Japan, Germany, and the Americas. It's the 12-inch remix, so it's pretty much across the board.
Oh,
Take that song all the way to the end to get that Spanish lullaby part in the lyric. I like that one.
Like I said, that defined her, I think, as not just a club singer or a one hit or a couple album wonder.
Yeah.
I think this album helped define her to where she is today.
It was one of the, because she kept on changing her image, you know, from Like a Virgin, and then from Papa Don't Preach, In True Blue, and then Leah Sabonita. You never knew what you were going to express yourself.
Yes.
Each one was a different one. It was like a different little mini movie in the video. That's what was so cool about it. Still is cool, you know. We're going to put them up for vote. Lost Little Boy up against La Isa La Bonita Extended Mix. When it's posted, go look at it. Hit the yes button for like. Either one, we'll have the results a few podcasts down. And have a good evening.